This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
When it comes to North American film production, Hollywood, New York, and Vancouver, Canada are obvious hotspots. But they're not alone. Among regions that have been using incentives to lure production is Georgia. If you're a fan of The Walking Dead, you will know this. Marketplace's Noelle King reports from Atlanta.
That is the sound of a huge Mack dump truck that's taking debris away from the site of the old Shannon Mall. This used to be a thriving mall, and now all of the buildings have been demolished, and what you see are just these big piles of debris. It looks like an 800,000-square-foot wasteland of brick, concrete, and steel. But John Rooker, the developer whose company owns this property, can recite the old mall layout from memory.
What we're looking at right here is kind of one of the anchor tenants, which was Sears. And then on the far side, which is no longer there, is the old Macy's anchor tenant. Now you're just looking at a lot of destruction.
The mall closed in 2010, the victim of a tough economy. Now the site is being transformed into Atlanta Metro Studios. Georgia is campaigning hard to attract the entertainment industry. Companies that spend at least $500,000 on production get a 20% tax credit. They can get an additional 10% if they put the state's peach logo into the credits. So, is it working? Chris Carr says yes. He's the commissioner of the Georgia Department of Economic Development, and it's his job to attract industry to the state. His office is decorated with posters of The Walking Dead and Anchorman 2, both filmed here.
We went from a $250 million a year industry in 2007 to over $5 billion last year. We've had The Hunger Games filmed here, Fast and Furious 7, Selma.
Brian Livesay is a CEO of 404 Studio Partners, which will handle sales and marketing for the Atlanta Metro Studios. He spent 20 years working in the movie business in L.A. and says he never really considered Atlanta a movie production hub until a project he was working on was lured to town.
I booked a job in Los Angeles that decided to come shoot in Atlanta only for the tax credits. And until the time that I booked that show, I had never left the Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. I'd landed in it, transferred out of it, transferred to other places, but I never walked out the front door.
Now he's here for good, and Georgia wants to make stories like his the norm. In Atlanta, I'm Noelle King for Marketplace.